Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain masseur.
The battle for America is on.
The attack on the foundations of freedom continues. Consent of the governed, innocent until proven guilty, you know, the nature of evidence eroded by the attack on objective truth, inalienable rights endowed by our Creator, including the right to life, moral inversion, rationalizations that justify killing Kirk and babies, all by the same people. And then in Canada, those who change their minds after committing to be euthanized, killed anyway, told, well, we've already sold your body parts. The common denominator to all of this is a rejection of truth and the loss of a sound mind. God has given us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Eliminating leadership was a war strategy that was frowned upon for much of the West's reign during the Fourth Kingdom. The aggressor, as Rush told us, defines the rules of engagement. Iran perfected the tactic of assassination, and as Amir said, they cooked this recipe and now they're eating it. Looks like the California Democrat trick of presenting to the voters the two top vote getters in the state primary, without reference to party, is about to backfire. The Senate passed a continuing resolution to fund DHS with substantial Democratic support. What do you know about that? Yeah, well, not so fast. Mike says he found a poison pill in the bill and refused to approve it. Meanwhile, even the Democrats' beloved egalitarian European countries are waking up to the reality that people immigrating into your country, legally or illegally, who have no intention of assimilating and every intention of occupying and conquering, you know, through manipulating the laws of a generous nation to wedge themselves into your country as hostiles against your way of life, well, that's just not a very good idea. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The attack on the foundations of freedom, consent of the governed, innocent until proven guilty, the nature of evidence being eroded by the attack on objective truth, inalienable rights endowed by our Creator, including the right to life compromised by moral inversion, rationalizations that justify killing Kirk and justify killing babies, and then those who change their minds after committing to be euthanized. All of this has a common denominator, a rejection of objective truth. There's nothing more critical to maintaining control of that beast our founders called government than the people's ability to fire leaders they don't like and appoint those they do. The Senate must pass the Save America Act, but they are too busy trying to compromise the national security of this country by defunding DHS. Think about that. We are at war with a radical, jihadist, crazy death cult, and Democrats pick this time to defund the Department of Homeland Security? What sort of game are these devils playing? At the same time, within the MAGA movement, we have people willing to throw out one of the most critical platform planks supporting freedom, and that's the rule that someone is innocent until proven guilty. Some MAGA used-to-bes are willing to buy into theories espoused by people providing no evidence. Their criteria for proof is manipulated appearances rather than demanding empirical facts. It's an abandonment of truth, allowing opinion to take the place of confirmed datum. following evil suspicions without confirming the accuser's claims. Let me give you an insight that will help you understand the nonsense going on within some segments of the MAGA movement. It is a movement premised on common sense, you know, and a high premium on the value of truth, defined as what agrees with objective reality and conforms to the revealed words of God, in submission to the person who embodies that truth, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Some in our movement are not surrendered to the Spirit of Christ, and they may be taken captive by Satan at his will. Yeah, the Bible says these are taken captive by him at his will. That is Satan's will. 2 Timothy 2:26, part B. The snare of Satan is delusions, and anyone buying into suspicions about someone without demanding real evidence has stepped into the snare of the devil. He is the accuser of the brethren, you know, and invents lies, seducing spirits, planting them in the minds of those vulnerable to his snare, and then claims they must prove their innocence before they can assume it. Satan takes certain influencers captive at his will. He is limited and cannot take all candidates for his snare captive all at once. He has to be strategic. So he deploys his devils to capture the minds of unsaved conservatives and snares them in a delusion. Beliefs premise on subjective feelings rather than confirmed data points. You know, that actually offer material, confirmable evidence to support a hypothesis. Selah. God allows this sort of thing so we can see who are authentic and who are pathetic. But we should do what we can to help them, according to the Bible, recover themselves. Listen to the Spirit speak to this issue. 2 Timothy 2, 24-26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. Now notice, we need to instruct them in meekness, but remember Moses dropped the 10 on them and rebuked them severely, and he was the meekest man on the planet. It does not mean we do not rebuke them even sharply. Titus 1 verse 13. And also notice that they must recover themselves. We can't save them from their delusions. They must recover themselves. Listen, a deluded person cannot be convinced by facts because facts had nothing to do with what convinced them in the first place. You must patiently teach with reproof, rebuke, and instruction and hope they will recover themselves. That's all you can do. But we must do all we can. To understand my next point, you need to know that when Israel originally lost the kingdom, which was at the time of the Babylonian captivity, Daniel was told by God that the kingdom of man would pass through four kingdoms before the end would come. Well, we are living in that fourth kingdom right now, and there's plenty of evidence to support the conclusion that we are moving toward the end of that fourth kingdom. According to Daniel and Jesus, the kingdom is held by a Gentile nation today, and one among the Western powers. Today, it's held by this one nation under God, America. Now, for the point, the idea of using political assassination of the ruler of an enemy was a tactic in warfare that was frowned upon for much of the West's reign during this Fourth Kingdom. The first Arab king I know about to employ this tactic was Ben-Hadad in his war against Ahab, king of Israel, 1 Kings 22 and 2 Chronicles 18. Now, Rush used to say that the aggressor defines the rules of engagement. Iran perfected this tactic in the modern world, killing leaders. And as Amir said, they cooked this recipe and now they're eating it. Iran targets heads of state for assassination, and now their heads are being blown off. It reminds me of the pawn shop alien named Jeebs in the movie Men in Black. Jay shoots its head off and Jeebs painfully regenerates another head. And Jay is surprised, sort of a, cool, well, let's see that again. And he shoots the new head off, and Jeeves gets very annoyed. Anyway, hey, new Khamenei, latest supreme leader head. Jay the Jew is coming for you. Probably already got you anyway. Has Iran attacked Jerusalem? On March 1, a warhead and some missile fragments from an intercepted Iranian ballistic missile that was launched, apparently targeting Jerusalem, landed about 1,300 feet from the Temple Mount. Now, this is unusual. Missile attacks are generally limited to northern and central Israel. There's a map in my notes you can take a look at. Iran has fired missiles over Jerusalem, but there are no reports from Israeli news or any other source documenting missiles or even missile interception debris landing in Jerusalem or near it. Until March 1, 2026, a missile had been intercepted and fragments fell into the Jewish quarter about 400 meters, that's 1,300 plus feet, from the Western Wall and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And that's in the compound there on the Temple Mount. Remember the Rush maxim? The aggressor defines the rules of engagement. Well, if our enemy starts blowing up religious sites as a tactic of warfare, over time, sometimes very quickly, this will become an accepted tactic for response. Iran attacks heads of state for assassination. Now their heads are being blown off. We know Israel is going to rebuild her temple in the last days. But the Dome of the Rock is in the way. Well, many theories have been concocted to explain how the mosque will be removed to allow the temple to be rebuilt. Some have suggested that the actual site is some meters away from the mosque, but these claims are based on weak evidence. Wouldn't it be interesting if Iran inadvertently dropped a ballistic missile on the Dome of the Rock? Israel will have the demolition part of its rebuild done. Or perhaps Iran will introduce a new tactic of warfare and attack churches and synagogues, and so invite an attack on the dome. Keep in mind that the Dome of the Rock is not a high holy place for Muslims. That would be Mecca and a few other sites. The only interest they have in the Temple Mount is their refusal to allow Israel to reassert its national identity in its promised land. And that is changing. Okay, it looks like I've come up on my time. And so I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back to continue your brain massage. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program. God bless you, my friends. Thank you very much.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. May I invite you to join us for Palm Sunday this Sunday, and then Easter services next week. Amir Tsafadi, founder of Behold Israel, is an Israeli Christian living in northern Israel and under the near constant attack by Hezbollah from southern Lebanon. He provides commentary from the Israeli perspective within a biblical prophetic context. You can find his podcast here, beholdisrael.org. Amir reports that Israeli troops and materiel are deployed to various Arab states to enhance their security against Iran. Think of that. Israel is helping their Arab neighbors against Iran. Now tell me, did you ever think you'd hear something like that? He also reports that not a few of the Arab nations that had refused to sign on with the Abraham Accords during Trump's first term are now open to joining, and some are actively exploring the feasibility and logistics of becoming part of the family of Arab nations that have joined the Abraham Accords. Ishmael accepts his little brother Isaac at last? The point is that Arab states' attitude toward Israel is changing dramatically. They are turning against Iran's intifada against the Jews. The one that began at the end of the Clinton presidency. And that ran for about 9 years. And then the second intifada, which began in something like 2000, had a great friend in Obama-Biden. Together, these presidents funded and their policies facilitated the rise of the Iranian menace to the world. Trump is ending this as God returns America to her status as a world power, the nation under God holding the divine sword of Romans 13. Looks like the California Democrats' trick for running the two top vote-getters in the state primary is about to backfire. It was done to ensure a Democrat in the state mansion in perpetuity because it was believed that it would always be the case that there would be two Democrats running. But the current primary is shaping up to a runoff between two Republican candidates. Naturalized citizen and former political commentator Steve Hilton and Riverside Sheriff Chad Bianco. I'm going to provide a deep dive look at this race to replace god-awful Newsom this Saturday night on the Brain Massage Live podcast. The Senate passed a continuing resolution to fund the Department of Homeland Security with substantial Democratic support. Not so fast. Speaker Mike Johnson says he found a poison pill, called a phone conference with the Republican representatives, went over this matter and discussed the issue with Trump, who agreed, all agreed, the House should not approve it. So what's going on here? Well, first, be not afraid. Trump, as usual, holds the Trump card. He will declare an emergency on clear, indisputable grounds. I mean, does anyone not expect the crazed Islamofascists will not make some retaliatory attack on our homeland, you know, a la 9/11, or trigger whatever terror cells they might have embedded here? And so, what a stupid time to defund Homeland Security, eh? So Trump has a Trump card, and he will use his privilege as the executive to officially recognize the fact that the Democrats, with their rhino cohorts, have exposed this nation to serious jeopardy and order the payment of the salaries to our Department of Homeland Security personnel. The House examined the bill and saw the poison pill. Now, there's a suggestion out there, by the way, that says someone in the Senate tipped Mike to the pill. House Majority Leader Mike Johnson announced they killed the bill and returned one that funds the entire Department of Homeland Security without picking and choosing which departments get funded. Speaker Johnson vowed to refuse any effort to prohibit funding the deportation promise Trump made to the American people. That's right. Mike read a portion in the Senate-passed bill that expressly prohibits funding Trump's deportation policy that we all voted for in 2024. Now, here's a video of the House Majority Leader Mike Johnson reading from the bill. A link footnoted here for you. Here is the bill from which he read. Another link. Here is where in the bill you'll find the language Speaker Johnson read. And that would be pages 2 and 3. Under, on page 2, the subtitle, Section 4, Explanatory Statement. And here is what Speaker Johnson read. Quote, except that the contents printed under the headings U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Security Operations, under the heading U.S. Customs and Border Protection, shall have no force or effect or purpose of this act, and amounts specified in the final bill column under the subheading Border Security Operations, under the heading U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and under the heading U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in the, quote, Department of Homeland Security Act 2026, Table 3, shall all be zero. Now, you got to read that and pay attention to what you're doing. But you notice all the language here is targeting the border issue. And it says effectively that they'll get $0. Mike is right about what the Senate is trying to pull here. These dirty scoundrel senators, all Dems and some gopers, including Thune, who had to know this language was inserted, and who refused to use the law available to them to force these jokers to work through a real filibuster and make these cads stand for their opposition or suffer the ordeal of a speaking filibuster, poor little boys and girls just get all tuckered out, you know. There is one reason Thune and the rest of these toons refuse to put any pressure on the opposition. It's because they are part of the opposition. Now, I vet these sorts of stories and make use of AI to gather information about questions like this. And you have to be careful when using AI for this sort of research, or really any research. ChatGPT went to the incorrect bill. It went to the earlier continuing resolution, even though I stipulated in my query it was to be the one Speaker Johnson referenced in his recent press conference. I added a careful transcript of what Johnson read in that press conference. After a deep dive into my query, Chat responded with, "No such language is found in the bill." Now, I knew in my gut that this was not right. I decided to read the bill myself, so I clicked on the link provided in this chat report to the bill that they used to find the language I was looking for. And that's when I discovered AI had the wrong bill. It took some digging, but I found the correct bill and the exact quotation in it. You're playing dangerously if you knee-jerk and indiscriminately accept what chat says. If I had done that, well, you would have heard me take Johnson to the woodshed for a verbal spanking, shellacking, for lying, purposely misquoting, and otherwise sabotaging the effort to get these Department of Homeland Security workers paid. Thus far, humanity is safe from being replaced by AI. I'll be examining the Save America Act, H.R. 7296, for the poisoned pills some have reported they found in that bill. If I'm done with my assessment by this Saturday night's Brain Massage Live, well, I'm going to give you that report. Tune in on Facebook, Rumble X, or LinkedIn and find Brain Massage Live, episode 1061, or on any of these platforms, just search my name, Scheidbach, and you'll find my page, you'll find the live stream. Anyway, it's going to go on between 7 and 8 on Saturday evening. Meanwhile, even the Democrats' beloved egalitarian European countries are waking up to the reality that people immigrating into your country legally or illegally, who have no intention of assimilating and every intention of occupying and conquering by manipulating the laws of a generous nation to wedge themselves into your country as hostiles against your way of life. Well, it's just not a good idea to accommodate your own destruction or assimilation into their culture and ways of life. Anyway, on March 26th, the European Parliament passed a mandate directing negotiations on the proposed return regulations policy of Europe to provide for expediting removal. March 24, 2026, Denmark goes red billed. The Danish People's Party, described as a right-wing nationalist party, known for its strong opposition to mass immigration, with a particular concern about Muslim immigration or invasion, has won another seat, increasing its vote share to just above 9%. And that's from a bit under 3% that they achieved in the 2022 election. Now, this gives them a gain of 11 seats, which is somewhat substantial, but certainly tipped the Euro elites to the trend that they're moving away from their influence and power. Euro elites worry that this portends a trend that threatens their power and tracks with what's going on across Europe. A move towards stricter immigration controls reacting to the refusal immigrants to assimilate, especially the Muslim immigrants, overall increase in crime rates that's the result of this mass immigration, and overwhelming strain on their welfare programs. The globalists want to undo Babel. At Babel, you know, God separated people into individual language groups. Well, Satan wants to undo that. The devil's trying to reconstruct the Tower of Babel to break down national distinctions and so on, and make mankind a homogeneous mass that they can more easily control. They use mass immigration to break down cultural distinctions, to gender chaos, allowing them to slowly erase nationality distinctions and form the population of the world into a global community. This has the effect of reducing every nation to the lowest common cultural denominator, requiring a mighty hunter of the Lord to step in and sort out all the chaos and impose a globalist top-down order, paving the way for the rise of Antichrist. Nationalism is the best system because it allows people to organize themselves around a culture based on shared values and to be free and pursue happiness in an environment of liberty. It allows other nations to see the prosperity of a free people and adopt values that enhance freedom and liberty for themselves. It also allows people, groups, to surrender their liberties to tyrants if they want. But nationalism isolates those countries from easily taking liberty from the free people. We need competition among nations just like we need it within nations. It sifts out bad policies and bad people and allows the best policies and best people to emerge strong. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net, and send an email to me. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. And I look forward to seeing you in church. Come on by and see us for Palm Sunday and plan to spend some time with us on Easter. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
Encounter God. The word encounter means to meet, to experience, to come face to face, to confront. Many encounters are routine happenstances, but even these can have a major impact on our lives. I'm sure each of you listening to this can think of encounters that made a difference in your life. But the greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps you've encountered God in the past, but it's been a while since you experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Perhaps you've never experienced God, and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God, and when you do, your life will take on new meaning and purpose, and you'll know that God is real. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m. Gotta have more? We understand. Go to GodsWar2020.com and massage your brain to your heart's content.